The head of Sudan's Sovereign Council, Lieutenant General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, addressed the Sudanese people Monday during a live televised speech from Khartoum. Al-Burhan says disagreement among the civilian components of the transitional government forced the military to act.
The bickering among some political forces, the scrambling for political power, the divisions along ethnic lines, and the inciting violence and chaos without any regard to security, economic and social threats that have surrounded all aspects of life and institutions of government. We in the army, the rapid support forces and other security organs felt the danger and had to take the steps necessary to protect the glorious December Revolution until it reached its goal of achieving a full civilian state in a fair and transparent election.
The Sudanese military leader dissolved the Sovereign Council and the cabinet and declared a state of emergency.
First, declaring a state of emergency in all of Sudan. Second, full adherence to the transitional constitution of 2019 and Sudan peace agreement, which was signed in Juba in October 2020. Third, suspending Articles 11, 12, 15, 16, 24/3, 71, 72 of the constitutional document, while giving full adherence to international agreements signed during the transitional period. Fourth, dissolving the Sovereignty Council and relieving of all its members. Fifth, dissolving the Council of Ministers. Sixth, relieving all state governors. Seventh, relieving all undersecretaries in all ministries. Ninth, director generals in all ministries and states shall take over and run things. And tenth and last, suspending the work of the Empowerment Removal Committee until a review of its methodology is done so that its decisions are effective and its work is under the law.
Al-Burhan promised to form a new government of technocrats to oversee the transition to democracy, and he said the new government will reflect diversities in Sudan.
Let's work together starting today until the general elections are held in July 2023 to improve living conditions of our people and providing security and safety and making the environment conducive for political parties to prepare for elections so they can lead the country. Until the date of the elections, a national independent government of technocrats will run the country. The composition of this government will be guided by a fair representation of all the people of Sudan with their backgrounds.
Al-Burhan says the military will honor the terms of the comprehensive peace agreement signed last year in the South Sudanese capital, Juba. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.